Well, there is growing momentum in Congress to sanction Russia's oil and gas imports as lawmakers look to punish the Kremlin for its invasion of Ukraine. Senators from both parties have introduced a bill to declare a national emergency and ban the imports of Russian energy. But the White House, at least publicly, remains opposed to the idea, saying it would hurt average Americans and European allies. Let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Rick Newman, who's following this story for us. And Rick, we should start by putting this all in context. We're talking about 700,000 barrels a day coming in from Russia. That is less than 4% of consumption here in the U.S.
Yeah, by my numbers, it's only about 2.5% of all the oil that we consume in the United States. So I've been hearing from a lot of people saying, why do we get any oil from Russia? And the reason is, I mean, oil markets are interdependent. Most of the oil that comes from Russia lands on the West Coast and goes into refineries there. And it's, honestly, it's just more efficient to get it across the Pacific Ocean from Russia than it is to get it from some of the places in the United States, because you can't build pipelines over there. There's opposition to that. So I'm not sure this movement is going anywhere. Let's remember that these are members of Congress who are calling for Biden to do this, to ban Russian oil imports. But basically, you know, if Biden does it without European countries agreeing to do the same thing, it won't really make any difference. And it's a lot harder for European countries to ban Russian energy imports because they need them a lot more. They get a lot more oil from Russia than we do, and especially natural gas. They really need Russian natural gas. So I'm not sure this is going anywhere. There's also a political element to this, because some of these lawmakers saying Biden should do this are Republicans, and they're trying to support the sanctions on Russia and defend Ukraine, while at the same time they're trying to say they're even more hawkish than the president is on this. So that's another reason I think it's an interesting idea, but not necessarily going anywhere.
Well, at the same time, though, I did think I saw Nancy Pelosi did support something like this, too.
She does.
So some of that coming from both sides of the aisle. But I just want to shift to kind of the domestic view, because in lieu of all of this, it's still very much the case that Americans are paying more at the pump. And we actually put this up as a poll on our Twitter account. And we asked the question, are you trying to drive less because of higher gas prices? Wondering if this is kind of changing behavior because of how expensive it's getting. 54.3% said yes. 45.7% said no. And when we were talking about this in our meeting, I mean, this was a little bit closer than we had anticipated. Some comments, one person saying, I do want to get rid of my Nissan and buy a Tesla. And then one person posting a meme, I never pay attention to gas prices. TF, I'ma do, not get gas. And I think this does underscore that in many cases, guys, people don't have a choice. Right, Akiko?
I mean, I need to choose my words carefully here. Obviously, yes, it depends. I mean, America's very big. We live in a city that has subways and other forms of public transportation. If you live in a rural area, you don't have an option. So that's not a choice there. But I would sort of step back and say, if you think about the major cities, there's always an alternative form of transportation. And it's surprising to me that even at these levels, that vote is still so split. I mean, that to me suggests that the pain point is not high enough for people to change their behavior.
I mean, Rick, you're only one of the three of us that has a car.
And I've had a car for a long time. I think gas prices are particularly painful for Americans for two reasons. First, the price is advertised in mile-high numbers all over the country. I mean, there's nothing that we see the price of on a daily basis like gasoline. So everybody notices when the price goes up. But demand for gasoline is, Brian, as you know, is what economists would call relatively inelastic. If you need a car to drive to work, you really it's not like you can ride your bike if you're going 20 miles on a highway. Most people don't have access to public transportation, and people just need to pay gas. I mean, you can do a little bit to save money, like combine trips, you know, instead of just doing one trip at a time. But this hurts. This hurts people because they just have to fill the tank. And people also will buy automobiles when gas prices are low and not think about fuel efficiency and buy something big that doesn't get good mileage. And then they're paying $80, $90, $100 to fill it up when gas prices get high as they are now. So this is just a big deal in American politics, and it always has been.
That is an incredible price tag, right, Rick, when you think about it. I mean, I keep saying this. Everybody here at Yahoo Finance is probably sick of me talking about it, but EV makers are looking at this and seeing a huge opportunity. Because the last time I filled up gas when I was in California, I paid more than $60. And I'm looking at a full charge of $18 to $20-something dollars. I mean, it seems like a no-brainer. Not everybody has to drive a Tesla. There are more and more EV cars out there. And I wonder if this is kind of the tipping point where people start to say, maybe I need to think twice if the infrastructure for EVs are in place around me.
Yeah, and to that point, I mean, our very own Yahoo Finance's Jared Blicker uses an electric scooter, but even he noticed that electric costs are going up. He said it used to be about 50 cents. Now it's about $1.50, which isn't a lot in the span of things, but that's a tripling of prices. So I think that's an important note as well. And I do want to just kind of acknowledge here as well that when it comes to EVs, the barrier is still high when it comes to the price of an EV, and the lowest cost EV car is still going to be more expensive, especially with the absence of tax credits compared to the cheapest internal combustion engine car. So we'll leave that conversation there for right now. I know you guys have other comments, but we'll have to save that for another day. Thanks so much to Yahoo Finance's Rick Newman. But again, taking one last look at markets as we wrap up the